Governor, the public perception of the 2012 General Assembly session is that it will be a tax and fee increase session.
Really?
Now,
which public are you talking to?
All of them. Everybody included.
Everybody?
Do you think the people...
David, I think that's a gross mischaracterization. What we're going to be focused on this session are doing the things that accelerate our jobs recovery, making the investments that we have to make in order to rebuild our schools, in order to expand opportunity. I mean, if you look at Maryland's job creation, given the choices that we've made, we've had 8 times the private sector job growth in Maryland that they've been able to achieve in Virginia. And part of that is the product of the better choices, I believe, that we're making on this side of the Potomac. So it is true that none of these things are free. All of these things must be paid for, and we have to find ways to make these investments, and that's going to require the public will to make the investments in infrastructure, in our roads, in our schools, in our mass transit, and also in our water and wastewater infrastructure. I'm sure that there will be those that want to say, oh, you know, scary times, taxes and fees. The 1 penny that all of us had to pay on the sales tax 3 years ago happened to be the 1 penny that allowed us to weather this recession much better than other states. And what is true for our parents and grandparents is still true for us. You get what you pay for. And we will continue to have a balanced approach to the things that we must do in order to give our children the education they need to compete and in order to create more jobs and more opportunity. And I don't think that the general public or the vast majority of them believe that the people they send to the General Assembly wake up every morning trying to figure out fees and taxes to raise. Nobody likes to do this. This isn't about the fees and the taxes. It's about the jobs and the opportunities. And we can either create them or we can watch other countries do it instead.
The criticism I hear sometimes of public works projects is that they don't go to construction firms in Maryland. Not all of the workers are from Maryland. What do you say?
Sure,
to that?
You can say that, and you could say the same thing about them in Virginia or Pennsylvania as well. The problem with restricting them to only Maryland firms is that they're given how small our state is geographically. There's a lot of work that our firms would not be able to get in Pennsylvania and Virginia. So, for example, if you were to look at the new Silver Line, the Metro Line going out to Dulles, which is a metropolitan airport, you'll find a big percentage of the jobs on that project are actually Maryland jobs. And every now and again we look at these things and say, well, how can we restrict this and how can we make sure that more Maryland firms are aware of this? And I'm sure there's things we can do by letting Maryland firms know when these opportunities are coming up. But if you were to do something that said only Maryland firms, you end up retaliating and hurting yourself worse than you otherwise would.
Getting back to the tax and fees increases, you know, some people are suggesting had they known that during the election year, they may not have voted for you or others.
Well, David, you'll recall maybe you won't, but you might recall, I recall during the election that pointedly I was asked, will you promise never to raise another tax and fee so long as you're governor? And I refused to do that. So please, spare me the bait and switch sanctimony here. I was very clear about the decisions I made in my first 4 years serving the people, and we will continue to make decisions based on what's in the best long-term interest of the people of our state. Will it be easy? No, none of it will be easy. We'll all have to treat each other with honesty and with respect for differences of opinions. But at the end of the day, we are going to maintain our AAA bond rating. We are going to create jobs, and we are going to expand opportunity, and we're not going to do a duck and cover, run and hide from radical Tea Party types that think the taxes are like the plague or the famine. The fact is this country was built by the taxes of hardworking men and women like my parents and yours, and that's how we're going to continue to build our country.